It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's just announced running mate Kamala Harris had a role in creating Colorado's new police accountability law. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Harris has faced criticism from some on the left for her actions as a former prosecutor and attorney general for California. But one of her Colorado allies insists the former presidential hopeful is the right candidate for people who want to see national reforms. Democratic Representative Leslie Herod was co-chair for Harris's Colorado campaign.
She has come out strongly in support of folks protesting right now and been very clear about the fact that we don't need incremental change when it comes to racial equality, that we need bold action.
The two have stayed in touch, and Herod said that Harris served as an advisor as Colorado Democrats drafted a sweeping police reform law in June. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party reacted to the vice presidential selection. They say Senator Harris is an extremist who supports tax increases, anti-oil and gas policies, and government-run health care. A new COVID testing site is open in Colorado Springs. The county has been working to bring the rate of positive tests down after a spike led to stricter pandemic restrictions. Dr. Robin Johnson is with El Paso County Health.
Having this additional community-based testing site in El Paso County will increase access to free testing for thousands of residents.
The testing site is at the Citadel Mall on the Springs East Side. Health officials encourage people to pre-register for testing at the El Paso County Health website. Health officials in Boulder County are warning of a COVID-19 contact tracing scam. Residents are getting calls from people who claim to be contact tracers. Residents say they were asked for a credit card number to pay for testing and told they needed to get tested within 3 days. Health officials say they will never ask for payment, a social security number, or proof of residency. This is CPR News.